Thank you very much, and thank you very much to the Russian Federation for the various points they have made, which I believe are very valid. So indeed, there is no mention in Annex 11 of this introduction, yet there was a lot of work that has been done in order to analyze how the TRCANE works. And okay, we can basically throw it away in a way, but like a lot of efforts were put into that, and we thought like it was good to keep it as a reference for the future. So this introduction actually contains basically a lot of this analysis of the tier system. So as it is the case for the rest of the specification, like the our colleagues from the Russian Federation pointed out that there's maybe no role for the WP30G1 to approve anything, it would be already good like to actually agree on the content and like let's say like to be in a position to then later on put them as official documents, which have some kind of value on one side for the history, on the other side because, as I said, this analysis of the tier system was rather useful to quite a lot of time, and we could keep it at least for that. Now, I think the Russian Federation made a very, very good point, which is the part which describes the history is still missing all the decisions that have to be taken, for example, in the course of this year, and they will have to be included. So in that sense, I would say, like, in particular, Document 10, which is the last one which contains the part of that history, definitely that one has to be complemented with any decision that will be taken, like, either today or they will be taken. I don't think we have added the decision of January, because we didn't want it to issue a new revision that would not be translated. But obviously all these will be in a position to take all these this decision from January, from this session, from the May session, and from the possibly also from the September session, and include them in this explanation on how we got to version 4.3 of the specification, with the great hope that we get there. So I do agree that Document 10 is in that sense incomplete, because historically it does not reflect, or the historical part does not reflect any decision taken in the course of 2021, and obviously does not contain the decision that we will take in the future, either today, May or September. So for sure Document 10 is not complete. Document 9 reflects history which dates back from before, so I don't think that one will change. And as of Document 11, it's more this analysis of the tier system as it stands. So there again, I think, unless the G1 made mistake at that time, I think these documents can be agreed on. Again, I understand there's no obligation to do so if we follow Annex 11, because there's no mentioning of this introduction. But at least to put these documents aside, and there's hopefully a possibility to at least agree on Document 9, 11, 12, and 13 that contain the old history and the analysis of the tier system. And then we will obviously complement Document number 10 and revise it with all decision that will be taken by this WP30G1 group, as well as whenever if we would present something to WP30, also with the decision of the WP30 or even AC2 related to whatever decision would be taken. So hopefully this could be a way forward, so that we leave behind Document 9, 11, 12 and 13, as there's nothing more to do with them. And we will amend Document 10 with all the decision when the time comes, and we'll include all of this in the final document which will compose the ETR specification, including this introduction, which we believe at least adds value, because it brings like an analysis of where we started from. From there we went into defining a system that actually tries to follow what the current practice is in the TIR convention. So, but again, it is up to the delegates to decide if this is a good way forward. So this is it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Secretary.